Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time then for our Friday Food Club, which we do every Friday at this time on the programme. And we're going to be speaking to Stephen Koch in just a few moments' time. Steve, if you're listening, you just put some headphones on, because otherwise, as soon as I bring up the microphone, there's going to be awful screeching sound, and that's not going to do any of us any good. But a virtual high street service launched in Cambridge last month is now extending to Ely and surrounding areas. Over 40 local businesses and independents have signed up to the platform. Click It Local's founder and Ely resident is Stephen Koch. Pleased to say he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you very much. Oh, we've even got sunshine now as well. When I sat down here, it was at just before seven. It was grey and miserable, but now we actually have some blue skies again. And I guess you're speaking to us from Ely this morning, are you?
I am, yeah, just outside Ely in Sutton.
Right, yes. And weather pretty good there today?
It's actually raining a little bit here at the moment, so I'm hoping that blue sunny sky is heading this way.
Yeah, I think you've probably got the rain that we had an hour or so ago.
Yes.
But your business, Click It Local, is kind of straddling Cambridge and Ely, I think, at the moment. You started off in Cambridge, I think, memory serves me right, almost at the beginning of lockdown.
We did, yeah. So we spoke to you just before we were launching. So we launched about 8 weeks ago in Cambridge. And actually, over the past 8 weeks, we've subsequently launched in Brighton and London. And then we've come back to Cambridge. And we're now kind of widening the area out. So we're kind of opening it out to Ely and then surrounding villages. So what that will really allow is stores that are in Ely and stores that are in Cambridge to kind of cross-sell between the two cities and around the villages. So it really opens up that kind of area that the Ely shops can basically sell to.
And is on in terms of the ambition going forward, you mentioned Brighton, it's a bit of a foodie place. London, certainly parts of the capital are into their food. Is that the kind of the focus, you at least to start off with? You'll go to those towns and cities around the UK where there's a love of the independent food scene?
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely want to cover all categories, but definitely food is definitely, the largest part of what we've got on the site at the moment. We definitely want it mixed so you can kind of cross-sell, just so on your supermarket, you can buy all your food, but you can also buy other goods. So, but food, yes, definitely is a focus for it. And it's definitely the most, popular products that we're selling, are in the kind of food and drinks category.
Yeah, so in terms of demand for the service, I heard from a few people who are in the home delivery side of things at the beginning of lockdown, really, really popular because, as we know, the shops were closed or didn't really fancy going to the shops for obvious reasons. But now as the restrictions are being lifted and there are, generally speaking, fewer infections, we could do the going down even further, but that's improving. But these delivery companies are saying, we're not doing quite as well as we were. The excitement, if you like, of getting your local delivery has passed.
Mm. So we haven't seen a drop. So at the moment, we've continued to increase. But I think that comes down to the being able to purchase from multiple stores. So obviously, rather than you having to get separate deliveries from separate stores, I think the consolidation aspect of it is what kind of makes it easier for people. I also think we're going to see a difference as more people start to go back to offices and work. People are going to be less available to be able to go to local high streets. I think that's where I would expect certainly our numbers to then continually increase at that point as well.
Mm. So in terms of what you have available to the good people of Ely, and I think I'm right in saying you're also going to be taking in some of the other places going up the A10 as well to deliver to them too. What will customers in Ely be able to go onto your website and find from the local suppliers there?
Yeah, so we've got a few local suppliers in Ely, and obviously that's continuing to grow, but also obviously much wider is also Cambridge as well. But so we've got Grain Culture in Ely, so you can get all your bread, croissants, chocolates in Ely, so Cherry Hill Chocolates. And then we've got other stores that everyone can order from in Ely and surrounding villages, so Cambridge Cheese Company, Jack's Gelatos, So there's a lot of kind of different foods.
Now, that's what I was going to ask, because obviously if you're living in Ely and you fancy a slice of cheese from the Cambridge Cheese Company, you'll still be able to order that up, will you? Because
you will.
I guess it's relatively straightforward to get delivery, if you like, I don't know, however you care to work it, from the independent stores in Cambridge to open up a market for them almost in Ely and part.
That's exactly kind of what we're doing. We're opening up both towns to each other, basically. So any independent in Ely suddenly can sell to customers in Cambridge and vice versa. So it just means that it kind of, it's opening up those retailers. So, I mean, essentially the way it will work is we'll still have bikes in each location that collects the items from the stores in that location. And then an electric van that basically takes it once a day back and forward.
Now, that was going to be my question. You won't be having people cycling up and down the A10 to link the two places together, but bikes in each and an electric van in the middle.
Electric van in the middle, exactly. That's exactly it.
Nicely planned. And in terms of the villagers and things, places like, say, Waterbeach, Cottenham, is it anybody en route, or are you concentrating on particular areas first?
Yeah, so initially we're opening up to Streatham, Soham, Waterbeach, Wychford, Sutton and Littleport. Now, it's not to say that won't kind of grow and spread, but it's kind of like we kind of want to target Ely and a few surrounding ones and kind of see how that kind of grows and progresses, and then we'll kind of open it out from there.
Mm. How would you describe the local food scene in Ely? They seem to have, thriving again, hopefully, the market is pretty busy, or has been pretty busy on a Saturday morning when I've been there, for example.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, so it's my local town, so it's kind of where I would always shop for local goods. So, I mean, I think there's some really good, strong independents in Ely, really. I think it has a good independent scene. So obviously, you've got, independent butchers. And then obviously, when the markets are on, lots of different food markets. I think Ely's great because you can buy most of your staple products from independents if you choose to, which I think is what's nice, is that you can shop entirely independent in Ely if you choose to go to all the independents, which is great.
And do you think that Ely, I wonder, is it a food scene, or is it simply that it has a good grounding in independent stores? Because we can talk about a food scene, but we know full well that you go back 200 years, you'll be able to find a local butcher in many of them in both Cambridge and Ely.
I think it has a strong I think it has a strong food scene. I think that comes down to the locals and the supporting those independents and obviously enjoying good food, which I also think Cambridge is very similar. I think they're both very foodie places with great retailers. Yeah.
So as well as the food, because I think you did allude to this earlier on, as well as the food, what else can we get in a Click It Local shopping basket to have delivered to us from an independent store, be it in Cambridge or in Ely?
I mean, it's quite mixed. So cosmetics, fashion, jewellery, gifts, cocktails, art, it's really widespread, wine, breweries, whole mix, really. We've seen lots of people buying gifts for people and sending gifts, as well as kind of buying their, kind of weekly shops. So it's very varied, how people use it. And, a couple of weeks ago, we had someone from LA order a present for someone in Cambridge, which is great.
Now, that's a really nice idea, actually, isn't it? If you're living sort of out of town.
Exactly. But you're still utilising local independents to provide, local goods, which is really great how people are using it.
So in terms of for people who want to place an order or just simply have a look and see what you've got, it's is the website the best way, or is there an app on the way as well?
There is an app on the way. We're probably kind of 2 weeks away-ish from the app launching. But you can just go on clickitlocal.co.uk. You'll put in your postcode and it will then come up with the stores that are available to you. Obviously, in Cambridge, you can put in all the stores at the moment. It won't be until Monday that you can obviously put in an Ely postcode or any one of the villages that I mentioned. And when you put in that postcode, obviously the stores in both Cambridge and Ely will come up for you to order from. You just go ahead, add it to the basket, pay, and then select your delivery, and that's it.
Okay, sounds pretty good. Thank you very much, then, Steve, for speaking to us this morning. And do give us a shout when the app is up and running. We can let people know about that as well.
Of thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Stephen Cock, who is behind Click It Local, which, as we said there, from Monday, you'll be able to get it in Ely and also Waterbeach and Soham. I'm not going to list all the others because I'm going to get one of them wrong. But do go to their website, which is Click It Local, and you can then order up some from some of our favourite independent suppliers.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.